Now news from the Winter Olympic Games in Turin. American Ted Ligety won gold in alpine combined skiing today. That race is a mix of downhill and slalom skiing. Things were looking bad for the U.S. men's team earlier today when star skier Bodie Miller was disqualified from that race. Joining us now to discuss this reversal of fortune is NPR's Tom Goldman. He's covering the Olympics in Turin. And Tom, who is this Ted Ligety? This is a surprise.
It certainly is. Ted Ligety is our newest Olympic alpine hero. He's 21 years old. He has a sense of humor. On his helmet, it used to read Mom and Dad, who were his chief sponsors, but I think now that'll certainly change after today. Ted Ligety is considered a slalom specialist, and the combined event kind of favors the slalom specialist because you have the downhill in the morning, the very fast event, and then you have the more technical slalom runs in the afternoon. Ligety was in 32nd place after the downhill, but he roared back with two absolutely blazing slalom runs in the afternoon and won quite handily over Ivica Kostelic of Croatia and Rainer Schoenfelder of Austria, who took the bronze.
Well, what happened to Bodie Miller? He was the favorite and is known for his wild style. Was that what got him in the end?
Well, you know, his wild style helped him in the morning because he won the downhill convincingly. And then going into the slalom, as you say, he has problems in the slalom because he gets out of control because he just wants to point those skis straight down. And he has a problem going around the gate sometimes. About three quarters of the way through the first of the two slalom runs, he pinned a gate with one of his skis. And the gate popped up between the skis and he was disqualified for straddling the gate. And afterwards, he looked at the video and said, you know, to me it was clear, there was no reason to protest. So there was no controversy there, but if anything, Bodie Miller was upset about his slalom performance. It wasn't wild, as you say, but he said it was just bad.
So what are his prospects for the rest of the games, and also what are the prospects for the men's ski team?
Well, hard to say what his prospects are because there are just so many expectations on Bodie Miller. I've covered now, this is my seventh Olympics, and I cannot remember any one athlete being so hyped as Bodie Miller. And he stopped talking to the media leading up to Sunday's downhill. He talked a little bit today, but you know, it's just about how much he can keep his head clear, because certainly people are going to be writing about, ooh, Bodie's in trouble. He hasn't won a medal in two races. He's got three more, including his specialty, the Super G. So, you know, he still could come out and have a very good Olympics. As far as the rest of the team, I think Ted Ligety gives the entire alpine program a real lift, because, you know, with Miller not performing up to expectations, Darren Rawls, a downhill specialist, he finished 10th in Sunday's downhill, and then the spectacular crash yesterday of Lindsay Kildow on the women's side, although she was released from the hospital today and she may in fact perform in the women's downhill tomorrow. There was a sense that the alpine team that came into these games with such high expectations was really in trouble, but now Ted Ligety coming out of nowhere, winning a surprise gold medal in his first Olympic Games as a competitor. It's got to give new life to this alpine program.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting from the Olympic Games in Turin. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, Madeline.